Welcome to this edition of Lifeline's podcast. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it. Lifeline's podcasts are sound bites that bring God's thoughts on life to you. You will profit from listening. God bless you. Hello. The steps you take in the middle of a challenge determine if you would sink further or if you would overcome the challenge. At such moments, some people panic and take hasty decisions that end up being wrong. It can be overwhelming when you find yourself in a fix needing to take a decision and you're not sure which of the options before you is the best. You know, it can really get bad when it is a matter of life and death. At such times, you need two things. One, you need wisdom to know the right decision to take. You need to respond with a level of wisdom and insight that is higher than the one that brought you to that situation. And where else can you turn to but to the rock that is higher than you, the source of all wisdom who is in you? You need to consciously ask God for wisdom and direction to make the right choice. David said in Psalm 61 and verse 2, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Secondly, and equally as important as the first, you need courage and trust to go with the right decision. Sometimes the ideas and leadings God gives can appear sillier than the comments of a kindergarten pupil about international trade relations and just deserving of the trash can. Interestingly, such ideas have always provided the simplest and most suitable solution to whatever problem they were meant for. Those instructions from God may not be popular, they may not even seem logical, but they are always really what you need to get out of the situation. It could also be that those leadings are just a prompt or bridge to the real deal, but we can miss out altogether if we despise such leadings. I pray for you today that you would trust God enough to ask for His counsel on all matters of life, and that you would have the courage to follow His leadings always. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. This is Godrin Samidari, and I'll talk to you again.